Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
This Blondie story is called Storm in a Teacup. You know, in every town, there is one policeman who enjoys arresting people more than is absolutely necessary. The Bumstead hometown would be an exception if it weren't for a recent addition to the force named Officer Bill Joyce. Business had been bad with him, and he's pitching for action when he notices Blondie and Harriet Woodley standing on the corner. Blondie has her handbag open and is hunting through it for a...
So, Harriet here, I clipped the ad for the sale out of the paper, and I put it in my handbag here somewhere. It's right there. Oh, was that it? No way.
No, that was just a cleansing tissue.
Hey, lady.
Who's that? Is that someone yelling at us?
Oh, it's that policeman, but I don't know which one of us he means. We're both ladies. Aren't we?
For most of the time.
Hey.
Oh, Harriet, that's that policeman who's been causing so much trouble. The other day he tried to arrest little Alvin Fuddle for taking a bread knife to be sharp on.
Oh.
Carrying concealed weapons. Oh, here he comes.
Hey, lady, what's the idea of littering up the street?
To whom are you talking to?
Not you. You.
Oh, will you please get your finger out of my face? If you're not going to point your finger at people, you ought to watch it first.
Listen, answer my question. What's the idea of littering up the street?
What in the world are you talking about, officer?
That cleansing paper you threw into the street.
Oh, there.
Yeah,
there. Well, I didn't throw it in the street. It just blew out of my handbag. That's right. Just like this.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, you are now, and stop poking your finger at me or I'll bite it off.
Hey, look out.
Well, keep your distance. Oh, come on, Harriet, let's go.
Not so fast, lady. I've seen the whole thing.
Well, you've seen it wrong.
Oh, maybe there's something wrong with my eyes.
Yes, your hat ought to be pulled down over them.
Oh,
now, Harriet, but why did he make me mad?
Yes, I know.
Well, I'd just like to stamp my heels on the toes of his great big flat
boot. Hey, now listen.
No, that wouldn't do us any good, Harriet. Officer, there's no point in carrying this any further. I didn't throw that into the street, and no one's going to make me say I did.
Well, you could have picked it up.
It blew away.
You could have run after it.
If you were a gentleman, you would have run after it for me.
Oh, now I'm not a gentleman.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit it. Marty, now you're doing it.
Well, I'm getting mad, too.
Lady, maybe you don't know there's a city ordinance against littering up the street. You can go to jail for it.
Oh. Well, look over there. There's an old newspaper sailing along. It's 20 times larger than my cleansing tissue. Why don't you hunt down the person it blew away from? Maybe you could have him sent out the light.
Oh, being funny, huh?
Well, now you've had your fun taking it. So you can just trot back where you came from and spend the rest of the day being disagreeable to other people.
Oh, that settles it. I'm going to have to make an example of you. You can't throw stuff on the street around here and get away with it.
Maybe you don't realize it, but you're littering up the streets yourself.
Oh, yeah? How?
Just by standing in it.
Go. Oh. Lady, you're under arrest.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Buckley.
Okay, Mr. Davis.
J.C. Davis Construction Company. J.C. Davis speaking.
Hello, Mr. Davis. It's Blondie.
Oh, hello, Blondie. You want to talk to Dagwood or an intelligent man?
Now, Mr. Dickens.
Just my little joke, Robbie. I feel smart as a whip, eh?
Yeah, whips haven't been used for 30 years.
Blondie.
Yeah, well, let me talk to Blondie. She's my wife.
Well, it's my home.
Yeah, but Blondie's paying for the call.
But it's on company time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, here he is, Blondie.
Hello, Blondie.
Hello,
Dagwood. Hey, where are you?
I'm in jail.
Oh, that's good. Are you having a nice end? You where?
Dagwood, I've been arrested.
Arrested?
By that sour-looking policeman with the red face.
Now, listen here, Miss Bumper.
You keep out of my telephone call, or I'll get good
here. Hey, hello, Blondie.
Well, you have to be a little more respectful.
Oh, Miss Blondie, hello. Who was that?
That was the sour-looking policeman with the red face.
Oh, that's enough. That goes for official business only.
Bumstead, what's going on?
Oh, just a second, please, Mr. Davis. Hello. Hello, Blondie. Are you still there, huh?
Yes, Dagwood. Will you come down here right away?
Oh, I'll be right down, honey.
Goodbye, dear.
Yeah, goodbye. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Gibbard. Blondie's in jail.
What's he in for? Cattle wrestling?
Yeah. Well, No, she didn't say, but I don't think it could be that.
Bucks, are you serious?
Yeah, Blondie's in jail.
Well, what are we standing around here for? Let's go down to the police station and get her paroled.
Yeah.
I know. We'll slip her a file in a cage and swing it.
Harriet Woodley went on to the jail at Ormondy. And that Officer Joyce brought me here to the station and put me in this room. Imagine, arresting me for littering up the street. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Neither am I. Let me ask. I'll go in there and pin his ears back with his own badge. He's not going to get away with it.
Dagwood, calm down.
I won't calm down.
Calm down, dear.
Okay, Blondie. Now, let me have it. You've got to be tactful with the police.
Yeah.
Particularly nowadays. Fewer people are driving, there aren't as many accidents.
Oh, yeah.
The cop doesn't have as many swell opportunities to blow his stop off. Poor guy is probably just frustrated.
Not this one. I'm always hearing from one of the girls at the women's club about something he's done. He's just looking for trouble.
Well, Dagwood and I will go in and have a chat with Officer Joyce.
Yes. Yeah.
You just relax and take it easy and read.
Well, there's nothing in here to read except the police gazette.
Well, that's not supposed to be read. You just look at the pictures. When we come back, remind me to tear off the cover. My office needs a pin-up girl.
Oh, J.C., I think that's Officer Joyce right over there.
Oh, nice, happy-looking fellow.
Yeah.
Looks like a talent scout for a cemetery. How about this? Let me do the talk. This requires someone with diplomacy.
Yeah, well, in that case, I'll talk to him.
Bum said. You want to blow this thing up?
Well, if someone's going to do it, it might as well be me, J.C.
Just keep quiet and watch me. Oh, Officer Joyce?
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about this business of arresting Mrs. Bump. I'm sure you didn't mean
it. Oh, yes, I did. I seen her do it with my own eyes.
Well, you wouldn't be likely to see her do it with someone else's eyes.
Well, let's keep out of this.
Yeah.
Officer, weren't you unnecessarily severe in the rest
of the... No, I wasn't.
Well, you see, it was just an accident.
It wasn't no accident. She's done it deliberate.
Done it deliberate. Who smuggled you out of kindergarten?
Oh, hey.
What was that?
I
just wanted to point out...
There's a law against it, see? Little in the street.
Yes, but you see...
I don't want to discuss it no more.
You might at least let me finish one sentence.
Now, Mr. Diddy...
Now, don't stop at me or you'll get a sentence that'll take 30 days to finish.
Oh, I will, eh? Yeah, now, Mr. Giddens, please calm down.
I am calm!
Please, officer, if you'll let me...
And I don't want none of your lips either.
Oh, thank you.
See here, officer. Mrs. Bump.
Now, don't try to talk me out of this, Buster.
Who are you calling Buster? I'm J.C. Dillard of the J.C. Dillard Construction Company.
Prices to fit all budgets.
Yeah, prices to fit all budgets.
Quiet!
Oh, no, excuse me. Now, look, officer. I happen to have a few influential friends.
Oh,
who threatening me, eh? I got a good notion to arrest you, too.
Well, I'd like to see you do it.
No, Mr. Giddens. Don't do him. He's the sensitive type. Look at him.
Well, I'm not going to be browbeaten by this brainless nincompoop.
That's
enough. Personally, I think the space between your ears is stuffed with fuzz.
Okay. You're under arrest.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. Don't arrest Mr. Giddens. He didn't really mean it.
I did, too.
You know, I apologize for it.
Oh, no, you won't.
But, Mr. Diddy, this is getting blunt. This isn't getting Blondie out of hock. I mean, out of jail.
Oh, he can't arrest me. Oh, what's the charge? Threatening an officer of the law?
Never heard of it.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, you're the law, and you're certainly ignorant.
Oh. That's it.
A fine policeman. Why, you're a disgrace, you big, flat, cat feet.
Okay, Buster. You're going into that room, too.
Now, let go of me. You can't do this to me.
Help!
Well, who said call a cop?
Well, isn't one of them enough trouble?
Help, please!
Okay, get in there.
Yes, wait. Do you mind if I go in there, too?
No, go ahead.
Hey, don't grab me! Well, Mr. Giddens, how did you come out?
Never mind how I came out. You saw the way I came in.
Mr. Giddens used a little too much diplomacy. He tried to spread it on with a baseball bat.
Yes, Blondie, I threw him in the cat. That's right.
Well, I can't understand how it happened. I just can't understand it. How How it happened I didn't get arrested.
Well, that puzzles me too, dear.
Huh?
You know, Mr. Ditters, I wouldn't mind being arrested for parking overtime or something like that, but being arrested because a little piece of paper blew out of my handbag onto the street, and particularly when I was on my way to a good sale, well, there's going to be trouble, that's all.
I'm just waiting until we come up in front of Mayor Snipe. I'm going to blow up right in his face.
Oh,
Harriet. Well, hello,
Hattie. Hello, Blondie. The sale was awful. Everything was gone by the time I got there.
Oh, that makes me so mad.
Me too. Well, I just dropped in to chat and find out if there's anything I could get you. I thought maybe you could use a half saw, cold chisel, and a crowbar.
Uh-huh.
I could sneak everything to you in a gold bag.
Oh, no, Harriet. That's very sweet of you, but I do have sort of an idea. Let me whisper it to you.
What is it, Blondie?
I'm not going to tell you name. You just wear a hat.
Oh, go ahead. We need a good laugh.
Never mind. Now, here, Harriet, listen. Will you do it? That's a good idea.
You know, I got an idea. Why don't we just walk out?
Oh, Bob, Dad.
No. I'll just open the door, and we'll walk right out.
Yeah, and do what?
Hello. we'll walk right out and demand a little justice.
Oh, yeah?
I guess not.
Well, just come right out, Mrs. Bumstead and Mr. Titties. I'm going to book you now.
Oh, are you the bookie? Now, just you wait until we get in front of Mayor Snipes.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry you bothered to live so long.
We happen to know him very well.
Yeah,
I happen to know him very well myself. Mayor Snipes won't dare let you off.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
I'm Mrs. Snipes' favorite nephew, and around this town, what she says goes.
Well, it's about an hour later, and Dagwood has been scurrying around town trying to find someone who could help him get Blondie and Mr. Ditters out of jail. He is just returning to the city hall when a man who has been slouching against the side of the building calls to him.
Hey, jump in, young man. Step into this doorway a second, will you?
What's
that? Come here a minute. Here, have a toothpaste.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is it you want? Could I interest you in a good lawyer? What's the matter with it? Is he a hot lawyer?
No, Mac.
This is on the level. Well, you're making it sound nice and crooked. I'll explain it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've seen guys carrying signs that say, pants to match your coat?
Yeah.
Well, I got lawyers to match your case.
Yeah, huh?
Would you like to look over their pictures and diplomas?
I'm in sort of a hurry.
Oh, you got time. Now, take this lawyer here, see?
Where?
The senator type.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely head of hair. Looks like Leopold Stokowski. And sounds like Abel Heater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a terrific combination.
He certainly looks honest.
Yeah. And how he fools me. He puts on a great show for the jury, and there's no extra charge if he wears a green tie.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Oh, you got time?
Huh?
Now, this lawyer here, the young, sweet, and innocent type.
Oh, yeah.
This says you don't show it, but on a clear day, you can practically see a halo floating over his head. Now, you can have a jury treading water in their own tears.
Well, I'll get in touch with you when I need a good cry. I gotta go in.
Oh, you got time, huh? Now, this lawyer here, it's a handsome type.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, yeah.
Big brown eyes, like a cocker spaniel. A sensation with women jurors. Oh, well, they just stare at him and quiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I...
He's got stuff on a murder trial. Could you use him, chum?
No, I haven't murdered anyone lately.
An awful bad habit to get into.
Yeah.
Well, look, chum. Remember, if you need a lawyer, you better get one before they raise you. I'm in this doorway from 10 to 1 and 3 to 5 on weekdays.
Yeah.
Sundays and holidays by special appointment.
Okay. Hey, by the way, what's so secret about this? Why are we whispering?
Well, I don't know why you're whispering, Jim, but I have bronchitis.
It's been very nice.
Oh, never mind. I'll see you later. Goodbye. Laryngitis. Gee, he sounded like a black market.
Hey, you folks there.
Oh, hello, Officer Joyce.
They're still in that there room there.
Sorry I couldn't put them in cells, but they're all filled up.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's too bad.
Just watch your step, Bumstead. I know what you're thinking about me.
No, you don't. It's worse than you think. I'm back, Blondie.
Oh, Dad, but they tried to put us in cells.
They're all filled up, so Officer Joy suggested locking us up in the broom closet.
What did they say at the newspaper offices?
Well, they were in. And...
Come in. Well, Miss Nice.
Hi, Mrs. Bumstead. I'm Mr. Bumstead and Mr.
Tibbers. Hello, hello.
Well, Miss Knife, I suppose you know that I was arrested because a piece of cleansing tissue blew out of my handbag.
Well, we've got to keep our fair city clean. I was arrested because I hurt the feelings of that dumb clerk relative of yours.
Oh,
charge is threatening an officer. We've got to protect our police. Oh, excuse me. I was under the delusion they were supposed to be protecting us.
You know, Nurse Knight, for some strange reason, I haven't been arrested yet.
Well, occasionally there are slip-ups.
Yes.
You both should be glad to find out that Officer Joyce is right on the job. Yes, sir, that's the kind of policeman we want. There's very little that escapes him.
Except prisoners. He's probably fine for arresting kids for bicycling on the sidewalk. But if gangsters were robbing the First National Bank, he'd just... probably watch your car for them.
Now, Mr. Bumstead, you're being unfair to Officer Joy. Oh, I'll bet he's going to raise him on a dare.
Our policemen aren't supposed to sneak around looking for trouble, are they, Mayor Tuck?
Officer Joy does not snoop around, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not sure. Now, just a minute.
Hey, look out!
Oh, Officer Joyce does not snoop around, I'm sure.
Yeah, he shouldn't lean on the door while he's piecing the keyhole.
He says he has a credit to our police force.
No, I ain't forgetting, miss. That's all I gotta say. I ain't forgetting, miss.
Well, I ain't neither, Officer Joyce. It's a memory I'll keep forever green, though.
Now then, what were you saying, Miss Knight?
If anything.
Mrs. Bumstead and Mr. Dithers, this little incident was unfortunate. But in view of the situation, and inasmuch as I'm assumed the duty as mayor of this fair city, a duty I gave my solemn promise to the voters to fulfill to the best of my ability, and see as how it is at this time.
Well, we haven't time to wait for you to finish that sentence. We demand that you release us immediately and ask Officer Joyce to apologize.
And it's got
to
be a pretty flowery apology.
Yeah, he's got to get down on his knees and look sorry.
I am inclined to take a sympathetic view of this whole affair. Well, you come up before me, I'll give you both a suspended sentence.
Fine.
Fine? How much?
Bumstead.
Oh, now, wait a minute, both of you. In that case, we'd have to plead guilty, wouldn't we?
Oh, just a formality.
Well, it wouldn't look nice in the paper. No, sir, Mr. Mayor, I'm not guilty, and I won't plead guilty. You can either throw out the charge or throw me in jail.
I'm afraid you'll have to be jailed. Yeah. You'll come up before me in my office in about 10 minutes.
Oh, Blondie, you're paid guilty. Think of our children.
I sure, Blondie. Go on, take the rap.
Yeah. Well, we'll get your cake with a file in it.
No. My cake is made up. My mind is made up. Oh, Dad, just stop interrupting. Whether anyone likes it or not, I'm going to force Mayor Knight to do the right thing. I think I know how to do it.
Mrs. Bumstead, you are charged with violating Section 23 of the city ordinance. It is unlawful to in other words, littering the street. Guilty or not guilty? Go ahead and plead guilty.
Yeah, go ahead, Blondie, please.
Yes, go ahead, Blondie.
Not guilty.
No, I see or do it with my own eyes.
Now, Sonny, that is off the joint. Don't interrupt, please.
She's done it deliberately.
Oh, good, Harry. Everything's all tipped, Blondie.
If you please.
Mayor Snipe, Mrs. Woodley was with me when I was arrested by that thing with the bed.
Hey. Oh, well, Mrs. Woodley, you can tell your story.
Well, Blondie and I were going to the sale at Ormandy. They usually have a swell sale, and I wanted to buy some shirts and stockings. I wanted to see if I could get a cute little dress or something to wear while I'm working in my victory garden. You know, maybe sort of open out with pink or blue ruffles on the suspenders. Not the overalls with the rivets on the pockets, of course, because they're so...
Mrs. Woodley, please get to the point.
Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, my victory garden, yes. Well, Harriet, about my being arrested, remember, dear?
Oh,
yes, I'm the silly one. You know, Herbert's always telling me I'm such a nitwit. I'm husband. Oh, Blondie's not guilty, Your Honor. It was an accident.
She she's going to deliver it there, and if you don't find her, I'll speak to Aunt Katie about this.
Now, Officer Joyce, please, don't get upset.
She'll give you what for.
Oh, I know it. But please, who's running this, Katie, you or your wife?
Gee, a taxpayer certainly gets a lot of laughs.
Dennis, no more remarks, or I'll have to fine you for contempt of court. You can read my mind, you'll find me now.
Merry night. If you don't let Blondie go, I'll fix it up for the newspapers to start a Release Mrs. Bumpkin campaign. Yeah, they'll make a big thing out of it, too.
Why should they do a thing like that?
Maybe they think it would sell more papers.
Perhaps I should reconsider this.
And Katie will be awful mad.
I guess perhaps I shouldn't. No, Mrs. Bumpkin, I'm afraid I'll have to set
you. Oh, now, just a minute, Nurse Knight. Everything's ready, Harry? They're waiting outside now, Blondie. Well, Nurse Knight, I didn't want to force you, but I guess I'll have to. Would you mind looking out the window into the street?
Well, let's see. What are all those women doing there?
Oh, look, there's Cora.
See, Blondie, practically everyone in the women's club. And they're all carrying handkerchiefs in their hands.
Hey, what is this?
Yes, Mrs. Bumpkin.
Well, it seems that almost all of them have had some sort of an unpleasant experience with Officer York. None of them got very far when they tried to bring it to your attention. But now they figured if they could all get together, they'd get some action. If you put me in jail on this charge, they're going to let the wind blow those cleansing tissues all over the street, and you'll have to arrest all of them.
Oh, no.
34 of them. That means 34 women in jail and 34 angry husbands.
That's 68 votes.
Yeah. That's what really hurts.
A man's night. Aren't you feeling well, or is your complexion naturally green? On second thought, I decided to accept these charges.
You mean you're letting them go free?
Now, Bunny Clark, I mean Sonny Buck. It isn't illegal for me to laugh, is it?
I guess not.
Yeah, mind if I join in?
And Officer Joyce, I'm afraid I'll have to give you a new beat. I let you patrol the Wildwood Lane section of town, but that's practically out in the wilderness. Oh, Officer Joyce, you look cute coming off your beak with an Indian arrow sticking in your hat. A fine way to treat your wife's favorite nephew. I won't stand for it. I'm changing in my uniform right now and resigning. Your resignation is accepted.
Accepted? Okay. Wait till Aunt Katie hears about this.
They ruined my home life for a while, but I guess in the long run it'll be a blessing. She's already eating out of my ration book. Now, Mrs. B., would you mind buzzing the word around that I might be persuaded to consider, to run for a seventh term?
Oh, not at all, Mayor Knight. We'll be right behind you.
With both feet.